Would you like me to read another story?
Read another story.
All right. We'll read a good one. Another story. A Connecticut man was so good at keeping secrets that he apparently forgot his own. When Nakia Davis was jailed for a drug bust, he called his aunt and asked her to bring his safe to the police station so he could bail himself out. Troopers say that when the safe opened, the money was there, $5,000 in cash, right next to 16 grams of cocaine. Davis now faces additional drug charges, and his bond was increased to $125,000, but he was bailed out by another relative. Isn't that interesting, Az?
That was amazingly interesting, and here we go.
All right.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
All right, and now for question one of our two. This sweet treat includes a sprinkle, a splurge, a swirl, and a whirl. What is the name of this treat? Once again, question one for our two of Trivia 38. This sweet treat includes a sprinkle, a splurge, a swirl, and a whirl. What is the name of this treat? Good luck from those of us at 90 FM.
Trivia 38 and Jim Oliva.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part.
Question number one, hour two, Trivia 38. This sweet treat includes a sprinkle, a splurge, a swirl, and a whirl. What is the name of this treat? Good luck from 90 FM.
Yeah.
that's it. Phones down in the back room. That's it on question number one. Hour two, Trivia 38. The sweet treat includes a sprinkle, a splurge, a swirl, and a whirl. What is the name of the treat? The correct answer, sticks. Sticks is the correct answer to that question. Just want to remind trivia players, when you call in and give your team ID number, we need to have an answer or else you are wrong, okay? And you're allowed one phone call per team. Also, a reminder, the Trivia 38 is being televised on Charter Cable Access stations presented by STV here in Stevens Point. Coverage will be in Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, and Merrill. Coverage began today at 4 p.m. and will continue all the way through the end on Monday morning. Hour 2, question 2, Trivia 38. Prior to embarking on a journey, the fictional Hoover family sits down to a family dinner consisting of fried chicken, salad, and fixings. Uncle Frank is served his food and a soft drink. The soft drink is poured into a collectible glass. What is the title and name of the spokes character whose image appears on the glass? Once again, hour 2, question 2, trivia 38. Prior to embarking on a journey, this fictional Hoover family, the fictional Hoover family, sits down to a family dinner consisting of fried chicken, salad, and fixins. Uncle Frank is served his food and a soft drink. The soft drink is poured into a collectible glass. What is the title and name of the spokes character whose image appears on the glass? Good luck from 90FM. Working on question number two of hour two, Trivia 38. Yes, I was not paying attention. Prior to embarking on a journey, the fictional Hoover family sits down to a family dinner consisting of fried chicken, salad, and fixings. Uncle Frank is served his food and a soft drink. The soft drink is poured into a collectible glass. What is the title and name of the spokes character whose image appears on the glass?
Closer, going back.
That's it. That's it. Phones down in the back. That's it on question number two, hour two, trivia 38. Prior to embarking on a journey, the fictional Hoover family sits down to a family dinner consisting of fried chicken, salad, and fixings. Uncle Frank is served his food and a soft drink. The soft drink is poured into a collectible glass. What is the title and name of the spokes character whose image appears on the glass? Correct answer, Mayor McCheese. Mayor McCheese is the correct answer to hour number two, question number two, trivia 38. Now it's time for Trivia Stone. Clue number one. This is for Group A. Group A, Trivia Stone, clue number one. In the interest of safety, we will tell you now that the clues that we give during the day are much more difficult and require doing during the daylight hours. We will remind you that the times for Trivia Stone ticket pickups are printed in the New Trivia Times, as well as all of this information is printed on the Internet. Just go to www.90fmtrivia.org and follow the links where you're told given the entire schedule for the Trivia Stone. We hope the players can understand the complexity of putting this together and ask you to cooperate in helping us make the Trivia Stone a safe, long-lasting part of trivia. Here, then, is Trivia Stone clue number one, Group A. From where you are now, go past the arch and the broken wooden fence. Continue past the rock edging and the cupola. Now take the first right. Go past the cupola and take the second left. Now turn right. Go past the dish and the swing set. Now turn right. Once again, Trivia Stone Group A, clue number one. From where you are now, go past the arch and the broken wooden fence. Continue past the rock edging and the cupola. Now take the first right. Go past the cupola and take the second left. Now turn right. Go past the dish and the swing set. Now turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There's no need for any teams to use flashlights or any type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference at 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Question number three, hour two, trivia 38. According to mythology, Achilles may have been dipped in this river by his mother, thereby receiving invulnerability, except for his heel. What is the name of this river? Once again, hour two, question three, trivia 38. According to mythology, Achilles may have been dipped in this river by his mother, thereby receiving invulnerability, except for his heel. What is the name of this river? Good luck from 90FM.
To the west.
do it for me, do it for me.
We're working at question number 3, hour 2, trivia 38. According to mythology, Achilles may have been dipped in this river by his mother, thereby receiving invulnerability except for his heel. What is the name of this river? Good luck from 90FM.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. This grace is great balls of fire. I let you love.
Phones down in the back. That's all the time there is on question number 3, hour 2, trivia 38. According to mythology, Achilles may have been dipped in this river by his mother, thereby receiving invulnerability except for his heel. What is the name of this river? Correct answer, Styx. Styx is the correct answer to question number 3, hour 2 of trivia 38. Going to take time out right now to play the focus that we should have heard at the top of the hour. Hope you enjoy that. This is Trivia Focus right here on 90FM.
Yes, it is.
Wondering if you guys would be interested in doing a Trivia Focus, the first one of 2007.
Sure.
For the record, what is your team name?
More alcohol than answers. A lot of good things start with the letter B before, because...
And how do you guys come up with that name?
A couple years ago, we were sitting around brainstorming, and I decided that it would just sound good.
Fabulous. Well, does that team name hold true?
Yeah, and about halfway through the contest, it seems to really kick in there.
Do you guys have a team mascot?
This year we do have some freshly born guinea pigs.
That's impressive. So, well, how many players are on your team?
This year we do have some freshly born guinea pigs.
Cool, man. How long do you think you've been preparing and anticipating this year's contest?
This is the third year that we've actually been really planning.
What does that all entail?
Getting together beforehand, talking about who's going to, you know, food preparation. The real important thing.
Aside from that last one, what is the dumbest answer you've given so far?
Chili pizza. All right, once again, stumped me.
What are you guys eating?
I believe everyone has something to drink in their hand.
More alcohol.
More alcohol than answers.
So what kinds of things, besides what you've already mentioned, do you guys do to keep morale up when things start to drag?
Oh, it doesn't. It's trivia. Trivia lives and everything. You just got to see it, do it, feel it.
So that is the best answer I've heard this whole interview. Now, have you ever heard of a DJ that goes by DJ Albino?
Always been my favorite.
Sir, what station rocks your socks off?
90FM.
There you go. Your favorite DJ, Oz, what do you think is his weakness? Is it kryptonite or something else?
90FM.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet? Go.
Yes, I can. Just.
Now, what is the best pickup line you have ever heard at a bar?
What do you want to happen to you when you're sleeping, you know?
You're married. If you could meet Oz right now, what would you say to him?
I've never seen eyes like yours before. Trivia is the best experience, and everybody should at least play it, at least once in a while.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Sean Conley.
I'm Zach Bergeron.
Trivia Focus.
And now it's time to move on.
FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
All right, now I can read the numbers all the way and I can see that it's over. On to question number 4, Hour 2, Trivia 38. According to television commercials, what type of bath beats a regular bath any day? Once again, Hour 2, Question 4, Trivia 38. According to television commercials, what type of bath beats a regular bath any day?
Trivia 38. And Jim Oliva.
Looking at question number 4, hour 2 of Trivia 38. According to television commercials, what type of bath beats a regular bath any day? Good luck from 90FM.
Poor baby, something always bringing you down. If you look for it, baby, there's so much unhappiness all around. Don't cry, your daddy gonna buy your one-way ticket to sunshine. Cheer up your, try to clear up your mind.
Cheer up,
try to clear up. Baby, under the weather.
That's it. Phones down in the back room. Phones down out back. That's it on question number four, hour four. Trivia 38, according to television commercials, what type of bath beats a regular bath any day? Correct answer, mud bath. Once again, the correct answer, mud bath.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. And AIG Travel Guard, recognized by Forbes magazine as the fourth largest company in the world. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career.
On to question number five, hour two, Trivia 38. A Aldrin Pesky got a job at a fast food place. What is the name of that eatery? Once again, hour two, question five, Trivia 38. Aldrin Pesky got a job at a fast food place. What is the name of that eatery? Good luck from 90 FM.
He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Question number five, hour two, Trivia 38. Aldrin Pesky got a job at a fast food place. What is the name of that eatery? Good luck from 90 FM.
Things lovely when you start to run.
it. Phone's down in the back. Phone's down in the back room. That's it on our number two. Question five. Aldrin Pesky got a job at a fast food place. What is the name of that eatery? Correct answer, Buzz Burger. Buzz Burger was the correct answer to our two. Question number five. On to question number six. Our two, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the fictional guitarist and vocalist that was the front man of the fictional group, The Royal Guard? Once again, our two, question six, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the fictional guitarist and vocalist that was the front man of the fictional group, The Royal Guard? Good luck from 90FM.
Trivia 38 and Jim Oliva.
Me sad girl, yet brings me down all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. When I'm alone, Julie, 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 do you love me? Fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Question number six, hour two, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the fictional guitarist and vocalist that was the front man of the fictional group, The Royal Guard?
You tell me I am your own real man. I don't believe it. I don't believe you.
I believe it's a signal to put those phones down out back, isn't it? That'd be it on question number six. Hour two, trivia 38. So phones down, okay? Phones down back there. I'm just being, you know, silly me. What is the first and last name of the fictional guitarist and vocalist that was the front man of the fictional group The Royal Guard? Correct answer, Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite is the correct answer to hour number two, question six, trivia 38. On to question number seven, hour two, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the NCAA men's Division I basketball player who is referred to by his teammates as the Polar Bear? Once again, hour two, question seven, trivia returns. What is the first and last name of the NCAA men's Division I basketball player who is referred to by his teammates as the Polar Bear? Good luck from 90FM.
I rented my apartment on Monday at 1, singing to lolly lolly shaky bum shaky bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing to lolly lolly shaky do shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company singing, hey baby, put a song in for me. Thursday at 4, he came a knocking at my door singing, hey baby, on your telephone, man, you just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the bush, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling, because hey baby, I'm your telephone man. Way back, and he says, no, another fellow's call, you tell him how it all began. Well, my heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking of my plans, and my fingers did the walking on the telephone, man, singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, in and any way you can, right? So, I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and he hung it on the wall. I got it with the bug and I got it with the ring, and when you told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling, a singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, just you and I think. I can't like this before.
We're working on question number seven, hour two, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the NCAA men's Division I basketball player who is referred to by his teammates as the Polar Bear? Good luck from 90FM.
Ich bin der Babysitter von der ganzen Stadt und weiß, dass eins der Baby schon ein Hobby hat. Er singt so gern den Babysitter Boogie Woogie Song und er geht
Boogie.
Man hört, dass hier die Babys musikalisch sind und viel mehr von Musik verstehen als sonst ein Kind. Und jedes Mal, wenn ich dem Kind die Windeln bin, da macht es. Und wenn auch von den Babys keine Tier gehört, ich lieb das Girl, das täglich sie spazieren fährt, denn beide sind so mollig rund und wohlgenährt und singen. Mein Girl hat keinen Tag für mich alleine Zeit, zum Küssen fehlt uns meistens die Gelegenheit, weil immer dann das Baby in der Wiege schreit und das geht. Und viel mehr von Musik verstehen als sonst ein Kind. Und jedes Mal, wenn ich dem Kind die Windeln bin, dann macht es. Und wenn auch von den Babys keine Tier gehört, ich lieb das Girl, das täglich zu spazieren fährt. Denn beide sind so mollig rund und wohlgenährt und singen. Doch wenn mal so ein Baby hier und mir gehört, werd ich es sein, der täglich es spazieren fährt. Dann sing ich mit dem Babylein den Babysitter-Song und der geht.
That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number 7, hour 2, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball player who is referred to by his teammates as the Polar Bear? Correct answer, Brian Butch. Brian Butch is the correct answer to that question. On to the final question of the hour, question number 8, hour 2. In the Disney book, Pete's Dragon, what is the name of the dragon? Once again, trivia 38. Trivia returns. Hour 2, question 8. In the Disney book, Pete's Dragon, what is the name of the dragon? Good luck from 90FM. Working on question number 8, hour 2, trivia 38. In the Disney book, Pete's Dragon, what is the name of the dragon? Good luck from 90FM.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Thank you.
That's it. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number 8. Hour 2 of Trivia 38. In the Disney book, Pete's Dragon, what is the name of the dragon? The correct answer is Elliot. Elliot is the correct answer to question number 8. Trivia 38. And I guess that's about all I have to say, isn't it?
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good evening once again with 90FM News. I'm Megan Hairtrump. Just when you think the police have seen everything, someone has to up the ante. Officers responding to a traffic accident were surprised by the menagerie they found. The Critter Lady, a Greenberg, New York kindergarten teacher, was on her way to a wildlife lecture when she was involved in the accident. Police found a chinchilla, a boa constrictor, turtles, frogs, and a monster toad. Teacher Deborah Mumford was not seriously injured, and none of the animals were injured. Police Lieutenant Michael Plumbo says that one officer stepped up and apprehended the monster toad and returned it to its box. Good thing New York's finest aren't afraid of getting warts in the line of duty. In other news, you may want to take a second look at that painting hiding in your attic that's too precious to display. A woman in Oakland, California, put an old painting up for auction and received $600,000 for her trouble. She was hoping to add a few thousand dollars to her daughter's college fund, so the result was a welcome surprise. Although the painting did not feature a title or signature, word from the art savvy is it could be a lost piece from a 17th century Italian master. No reports on a description of the painting, but it is rumored to feature a hairy gentleman who looks very similar to the Grateful Dead frontman. I'll have a look at your central weather for Wisconsin after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect. For all your real estate needs, Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
Your central Wisconsin weather for tonight will be clear with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be mostly sunny during the morning, then becoming partly cloudy late with highs in the middle 70s. It is currently 63 degrees. After this, I will have question 1 for hour 3 of Trivia 38.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 90FM. I'm wondering if you want to do a trivia focus.
Sure, yeah.
First of all, can you give me once again your team name?
Yoda's Academy of Polish Wisdom.
Awesome. And how did you get that name?
Half of us are Polish here, and we like Star Wars, too.
Awesome. Now, do you have a mascot?
We have a really fat cat named Pepper. She's a mascot.
How long has your team been playing?
12:01 a.m.
Does your team have a theme song?
I think right now our theme song is Weird Al's Yoda.
Very cool. Does your team have any interesting traditions?
Just called one guy outside one year. Sometimes the hand in the water trick works pretty good.
All right, now what gets you pumped to play trivia?
We have a really fat cat named Pepper.
What kind of food have you guys been eating this weekend?
We have a really fat cat named Pepper.
Nice. Now, if your team were a food, what food would that be?
Probably the Rice Krispie Treat.
All right. What are some more interesting facts about your team?
Well, half of us don't like Star Wars, even though we're named Yoda.
There you go. How many players are on your team?
We have a really fat cat named Pepper.
Okay.
About 12 altogether.
And how long have you been preparing for this year's contest?
Since probably 12:01 a.m.
Okay. Now, what question has stumped you the most thus far?
Do you have a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
All right. What station rocks your socks off?
90FM.
Do you listen to 90FM outside the contest?
I know the Beatles weekend's coming up, so probably tune into that.
Now, if you were to find a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever was inside as your own?
Oh, most definitely. It might be another Yoda or something.
What if what was inside was DJ Albino himself?
We may turn around and run the other way.